Afghan asylum seekers arrive in Indonesia, thousands of kilometers short of their goal for a new life in Australia. Last year, authorities in Canberra reported the number of arriving asylum seekers rose by a third, and the largest single group were Afghans. Many of them are young, educated, and have plenty of work experience, like Najibullah, who asked we conceal his appearance.
I want to go to Australia, and there are my friends, classmates. They are working there part-time, and also they are studying in the universities as well.
The price for the journey can run as much as $20,000. But with many asylum seekers traveling secretly in unsafe boats, each year hundreds die from starvation or drowning. Despite the risks at sea, there are signs that the number of Afghans leaving the country is increasing as foreign troops prepare to leave. General Aminullah Armahel is the head of Interpol at the Afghan Interior Ministry.
Huge numbers of Afghans are busy working with these troops, around 40 to 50,000. They speak English and know how to use computers well. When NATO leaves, these people will not only be jobless, but those who have worked with military organizations or NGOs think it will be dangerous for them to stay in the country.
3 months ago, Mohammed Akram's 15-year-old son Yahya left for Iran with relatives. The boy made his way to a United Nations school in Turkey, and that is when Akram received the call.
I told him he should return to the UN school he was studying at, but he wouldn't accept what I was saying. He said he wanted to go to Turkey so he could make his way to Europe.
The following night was the last time Akram spoke to his son. Yahya called home to say goodbye and asked his father to pray for him. Akram learned his son was lost on a boat along with 29 others. He still does not know what happened, despite paying government investigators.
There has been no result. It's a shame for them to do nothing for us. What can I do? I lost my son, and I spent money to find his corpse.
Akram and his family are struggling to come to terms with the death. He says the family's only remaining wish is to have their son's body back. This is Bethany Matta in Kabul for VOA News.